Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
5-7 the game up here on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. JT, good morning. How we doing, man?
We're good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
We're doing great. We're talking some Giants, obviously winners of two or past three this weekend in Miami, Miami salvaging that road series. But the Bats, JT, they've been struggling mightily. Yeah. I'm not asking for you to cure it because obviously there's no one single cure when it comes to an entire lineup that's struggling and slumping like this. But what do you do as a player when like the entire team, it feels like, is struggling top to bottom? Is it as infectious as like maybe, and it's almost like I compare it in golf when like you're in a group of buddies, like in a foursome that's playing and like one guy is struggling and that could be contagious for the other people around them. They're so bad that everyone else starts playing poorly. Or it could be the opposite, right? All it takes is one guy to get hot, and then everyone else starts to get hot around him. You get what I'm saying here? Is there any like truth to that where like one hit or one thing could just change everything when it comes to the Bats?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, that's some good stuff there. I'm a big golfer, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And sometimes in golf, you got to keep your head down and not watch the other guy hit a shot. You don't want to be affected by it. But no, I mean it's been chronicled, right? The offense is not been what they thought. And the ironic thing was, I was down in spring training with the team. Buster invited me down. He brought a bunch of ex players down there. We had a great time just talking to the guys. And the Giants had a great spring, and they had some guys that baseball is just funny because as a player, when you have a great spring, you're a little bit nervous when the season starts because you know it's a game of averages and you get hot, you get cold. Most guys want to have just an average spring, and then when the season starts, get hot. But we've seen the Bats cool off and just a struggle for runs. And the beginning of the year, they were great, right? And this whole the Buster thing was happening and guys are having good at bats and good situational hitting, getting guys over, stealing bases, putting bunts down, hitting runs, but it's kind of gone cold the last, you know, couple weeks. And I think as a player, that's one of the things that makes baseball so great. It's an individual sport, but it's played by a team, and you just have to kind of take care of yourself. And I think when you're struggling, you got to go back and say, the first thing I always did was, is it mechanical? And you watch video, it's not mechanical. Am I swinging at strikes? I'm not swinging at strikes. So I need to get the ball in the strike zone, because the old saying, you're only as good as a pitch as you swing at. And, you know, they got some new players. Adames is new. He signed a huge contract. Him and Chapman have huge contracts. I think if you ask them, they would probably say, you know, they're underperforming right now, hitting, you know, 235 and 208. And I think Adames is learning how hard it is to hit in San Francisco. But the thing you can do as a team is just go back and try and start having good at bats. What I mean by good at bats is work the count, put the ball in play, be a productive out. And we've seen a lot of swing and misses, not a lot of runs scored. And the pitching has been great, right? The pitchers are keeping them in the game. And I always go back to when I was playing, Brian Sabin, our GM, was, give us four runs, we're going to win the game. And when I was playing, we had a pretty good offensive unit. But yeah, it's been a little frustrating. Guys at the bottom of the lineup, you know, there's a lot of averages in the 100s, which it's June 1st now, June 2nd. It's time to go. I mean, the season's a third of the way over. You kind of know what kind of team you have. And this schedule, this homestand, it's going to be a great homestand with the Padres and Braves coming in. This is going to get real. This is going to test you. Then they go play the Rockies and the Dodgers, and they come back and I think they play the Red Sox. And so we're going to find out a lot. And these next 20 games is going to be very telling.
You know, you referenced a lot of the guys in the 100s. Pat Bailey is one of them, and he's a switch hitter. And I've just asked out loud, you know, I wonder how long they're going to have him continue to switch hit. I know early in your career, you were a switch hitter, and then you went exclusively left-handed. Right now, He's batting 154 against lefties, where he's a right-handed batter. What went into your thought process in terms of going to exclusively left-handed, and what makes it very difficult to be a switch hitter in the modern day?
So, my thought process was I tore the labrum in my right shoulder, so I couldn't hit right-handed. It's your top hand. I couldn't get my top hand over to release that top hand. So I decided, you know, maybe give it a try. I was a natural left-handed hitter. Most switch hitters and Bailey's, most guys that can run that are fast are naturally right-handed. They go to the left side because they can put the ball in play and maybe beat out an infield hit. So I tried it. My splits, when I was switch hitting, I was always about 280, 290 off righties. And, you know, I was like 230, 240 off lefties. And so I remember telling Dusty, like, let me just try it. So he put me in a game. I was facing a former Giants pitcher, Jason Christensen, with the Pirates, threw me a slider and I banged it off the left center wall. And then I'm like, I'm done. I'm done switch hitting. but I think that's a personal decision for him and the hitting coaches talk about. I know it always feels like when you abandon something, you're giving up or you're feeling weak about it. But sometimes you got to step back as your career goes on and realize, how am I more productive and how can I better help the team? So, that's a tough decision, but he's going to get, the reason I did it too was you're going to get off days against tough lefties anyway. So if you're just hitting left-handed, you're going to get an off day, and your workload switch hitting is really hard. You got to be there early, take extra swings. You got to try and stay locked in left-handed because you're hitting about 80% of the time left-handed and 20% right-handed, but you're always working on your right-handed swing. And I think it's the hardest thing to do in any sport is to be a switch hitter and be locked in from both sides. So that's up to him. It's a personal decision. But sometimes there'll be a signal, there'll be a sign to, like, maybe I'll let it go and just try and be better from one side.
Yeah. You know, it's great breakdown on that one. You referenced Willie Adames and maybe learning how difficult it is to hit at home. And that's definitely true. I mean, we see this year after year with the Giants. He is hitting better at home than he is on the road, which is surprising. If he came to you and he said, hey, JT, like, what are you seeing in my at-bats? What would maybe your suggestion or your analysis be?
I think when I think cut down on your swing a little bit. And the longer guys play, the league gets a book on you, right? They know it doesn't matter. He played in Milwaukee, he played Miami in Milwaukee, now with the Giants. They get a book on you. And I watched almost all the games this year. And sometimes the swing can get long, and just cut down a little bit and try, and as a hitter, we want to try and get into a hitter's count. We want to try and get first pitch is not a bad pitch to hit. We want to get 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1. We start getting 0-2, 1-2, 2-2, even 3-2. Those are tough counts to hit in. So I was saying earlier, when you're struggling, you go back and look at mechanics first, and then am I swinging at strikes? Try and get ahead in the count. And I'll tell you, as a hitter, it's hard. We've all struggled. You go up to the plate, you look at the scoreboard, and you see your average, and you're not happy with it. You have to just take it one game at a time and just start trying to have good at-bats and take a 1-for-3, a 1-for-2, work a walk, get a sack fly. And then the more strikes you start swinging at, then your swing comes back. You cut it down a little bit. You put the ball in play. And then you start taking off. But it's always hard. I was always a slow starter. I like the warmer weather. And it's just hard when you get off to a slow start because you're just pressing every at-bat. The old saying, you know, you're trying to hit the three-run home run every at-bat. Just slow down and take it one game at a time and just start trying to have good series. Because when you're playing a series, they got a four-game series with the Padres. You're going to get 16, 17, 18 at-bats. You know, I'm going to try and get 5-6 hits this series and then start working from that. And then your confidence comes back. You start seeing the ball better and start helping the team out. So, if the offense gets going, they can be dangerous, but it just kind of keeps sputtering a little bit, looking for runs.
Talking with JT Snow here on the Morning Rose, former Giants first baseman, current bench coach for the Oakland Ballers. And you referenced JT. You worked with Bryce Eldridge, obviously, in spring training this last offseason, and obviously the bats are struggling. What do we do as a fan base, right? It's like, all right, can we make a big trade?
Yeah.
Who's out there? Can we make this? And everyone's trying to make a big trade now. This thing with the third wild card, everyone feels like they're a game or two or a run away from being right in it. So everyone's going to be trying to look to get those big boppers, right? Or you look from within and you look at a top prospect could we call up, and obviously Bryce is a larger-than-life figure. We've seen the pop. We've seen the power. He's in Double-A right now. What more does Bryce have to do in the minors to show that he could come up to the big boy squad now? Because it doesn't feel like they're even close at all to bringing this guy up, albeit if like injuries happen, right, and they're forced to. But what does he have to do to show the organization, the Giants organization, to say, you know what? No, I do belong up here with the big boys, and I can help this team and bring a thump to the lineup.
Yeah, I think, like you said, he's in Double-A right now. So the next step would be to get him to Triple-A. And, you know, he's hitting 280 down there. He got off to a slow start because he had a wrist injury. And but he's got 7 homers and 20 RBIs and 120-something at-bats. He's starting to hit the ball over the fence. I think I've always been excited when a guy gets hot and then you bump him up to the next level and see who does. Because the mostly the best competition or pitching is in Double-A. Triple-A is kind of a holdover, right? 4A guys, big league guys, maybe not good enough, maybe veteran guys. You get to Triple-A. But I think I worked with him in spring training. I was down there the week. He's a great kid. He's mature beyond his age. He's very engaging, loves to talk, and I've been in contact with him during the season. And I think you just maybe if he takes another spurt in Double-A, maybe you bump him up to Triple-A. And then I think the brass in San Francisco will watch that and see how these next games go. I think the Giants are 3 games back now, and you get to July or you get to the All-Star break. I feel like they've got a shuffle going on right now at first base, right? There's 4 different guys can play first with Schmidt, and Flores, Wilmer's going to DH most of the rest of the time, but Lamont Wade and some other guys have played over there. I think this guy can solve a problem if you can just play one guy there every day. But I think you need to promote a guy when his mindset and his mental game is at the top. And that'll take a while. Get to Sacramento. And I would, when he starts swinging the bat like he is now, I would get him up to the warm weather in the summer, let him get some confidence, hit some bombs. And then you maybe make a move depending on where the team's at. I don't think they need to go out and trade for a first baseman or someone like that. I think he's the guy. And I know it's very sensitive nowadays with, we don't want to ruin a guy, we don't want to ruin his confidence, but he's going to be okay. And talking to him in spring training and work with him every morning, he's got confidence. And I think the ups and downs won't be that big. There won't be the big peaks and valleys. I think when the timing is right, I think you get him up here and you let him play.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I always have a joke, like, and it's, again, I like Brandon Belt, but he wasn't 3 months in the minors away from becoming Willie McCovey. He kind of was what he was, right? You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not trying to knock him. I'm just saying that, like, a couple of extra at-bats in the minors isn't going to make you some totally different player. The guy that I really like this year, and obviously he's healthy, and he's been struggling the last month, but he kind of reminds me of, and I wonder what you think about this. Randy Winn was a guy you played with, I believe, only for like a half a season in 05. But Jung-Hoo Lee, once he gets that foot down and he starts his swing, the swing itself reminds me of Randy Winn. Maybe not the pre-pitch setup and all that. I just really like his bat-to-ball skills, and I just think he's a really good player. Defensively, he's obviously been much better this year. I really like Jung-Hoo Lee, and I think that he's only scratching the surface. What's your assessment on Jung-Hoo Lee for the first couple of months that you've seen him in a Giants uniform?
Yeah, I really like him. When I was in spring training, I was there for after two or three days, and some of the coaches and even the manager and came up and asked me who opened my eyes. And I said Jung-Hoo Lee is the guy. Just he's a baseball player, right? You don't have to worry about him defensively, offensively. He's going to put the ball in play. He's very even keeled. And I agree with what you said. It's a different stance and timing mechanism. A lot of the Korean, Japanese players, they have that same kind. That's how they're taught over there, like to start early, get that foot down. But when he's on time and he can hit the ball all over the ballpark from left, you know, left field line to right field line, going to play a great defense, going to run the base as well. He's kind of struggled a little bit lately. I think he's at about 270 something right now, but he was a guy that opened my eyes. He's a guy that you put in there. I don't know where he slots in the lineup. I kind of like him at like second or third in the lineup, maybe not lead off, but he was a guy. And the other guy that I love was Elliot Ramos. He's just in his second year, but this guy's he's a baseball player also, and he can play, has fun, got a smile on his face, good attitude, plays hard. And those are the guys you like to see in the lineup, right? Always having fun, always playing hard. Those two guys were the two guys I loved in spring training. But I think if Jung-Hoo can keep it together and patrol that center field, He can keep this team together, get some big hits. He's got sneaky power. He was my favorite in spring training.
Hey, JT, great stuff this morning. We really appreciate your time. Good luck the rest of the way with the Oakland Ballers. We'll be watching for sure. I live in Oakland. I love taking my kids out to the games. Big win yesterday for you guys. So we appreciate the time this morning, and we'll do it again in the future, man.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Good stuff, JT.
That's JT Snow.
Always been a big fan.
One of the best first basemen in the history of the San Francisco Giants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.